This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today, he directed all security agencies to work in mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. He added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Reiterating zero tolerance policy against terrorism, Mr. Shah said that the government will leave no stone unturned in rooting out terrorism from Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also appreciated security agencies and the Jammu and Kashmir administration for the successful conduct of the Lok Sabha elections, which witnessed a record voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The annual Yatra is set to begin from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 19th of August. In Sikkim, bad weather has hampered the evacuation of around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district following landslides. Efforts were made today to airlift the stranded tourists, but it could not be implemented due to bad weather and roadblocks due to landslides. Mangan district collector Hemkumar Chetri told Akashvani News that all the stranded tourists are safely placed at hotels, adding that once the weather condition permits, all possible arrangements will be made to ensure their safe return. Meanwhile, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing, particularly in the worst-affected Mangan district. The incessant rains and landslides in the state have so far claimed 9 lives and left around 2,000 tourists stranded in Mangan district. An ex-gratia of 4 lakh rupees each has been disbursed to the next of kin of those killed. Adequate rations have been put in stock to provide relief to the affected people. Vice Chairman and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Premna Sthal in Parliament House complex this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh Narayan Singh, and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, will also be present during the programme. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the Railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said in New Delhi, there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said, in the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and providing a comfortable journey to the passengers. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over isolated pockets of Bihar, Jharkhand, Northeast Madhya Pradesh, North Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand today. The same conditions are also expected in most parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 2 days. The IMD said that severe heatwave conditions are likely in some parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and North Rajasthan till Tuesday. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Luciano Darderi of Italy in the men's singles final of the ATP Challenger in Perugia, Italy this evening. The six-seeded Indian advanced to the finals after a hard-fought victory over Spain's Benabe Zapata Mirial in the semi-final yesterday. Nagal's victory marked his 9th consecutive win since the start of the Heilbronn Challenger in Germany, which he won earlier this month. And in women's cricket, India has set a target of 266 runs before South Africa in the first of the 3-match ODI series in Bengaluru. Chasing the target, South Africa were 26 for 2 in 7 overs when reports last came in. Deciding to bat first, the Harman Kaur-led Women in Blue made 265 for 8, and their allotted 50 overs against the Laura Walvad-led team. And that's the end of this news bulletin.